be there next one here.
Yes, sir, we're ready. Thank you.
I'm going to tell my one. Here, Mr. Slocum.
Yes, sir, what is your name, sir?
My name is Bernie Eric Williams, sir.
Okay, Mr. Williams, again, just for the record, would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Yes, sir, it's Brandon Eric Williams, ABC number 282352, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on October the 26th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And it stated, among other things on there, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today, and to my right, which would be your left, is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my left, that's the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To his left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your county chair this afternoon. And the gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osberry, and he's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Williams and Mr. Osberry, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and once I read each one, please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine, on or about July 27, 2017, per the TASC LCMS lab report dated July 28, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 31, 2017, as verbally and written directed on July 28, 2017. Your whereabouts, you were actually avoiding supervision. Thus, you was an astrander from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you so much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Williams, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board makes a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. Now, we begin this phase by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and we'll be back to you shortly, sir. Mr. Osberry, would you provide us with some background information, sir?
Offender Williams was released from the Department of Corrections on June 19th of 2017. He was arrested on September 29th of 2017 by PHPD on an absconder warrant and new felony charge, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a new misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest. Offender was returned back to ABC custody on October 10th of 2017. He has 60 days of stop. His projected supervision end date will be on December 18th of 2017. Current convictions, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Also in 2015, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. One prior conviction in 2010, criminal trespass, first degree, 9 months. The offender has two terms with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 4-4, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There was no STG game information noted. One prior term of supervision, 2013, CIS release, vacation, 1 month. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history with disorderly conduct and violence noted. Other arrest, 2002, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. And also in 2002, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. His community risk level is a G3, V4, and status of charges. An email was received from Senior Parole Officer Matthew Poyser on Monday, November 20th of 2017. Contacted the Phoenix City Prosecutor's Office. Offender has not been arraigned yet. Next court date, December 7th of 17.
So technically, that's pending.
Pending, sir.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. We are back to you, Mr. Williams. Based on information we have, that you, when you were released, you were to reside with your father in Phoenix, Mitchell Drive. How long did you stay with your father, sir?
I stayed with my father a long time, sir. He was the pastor of our church. He basically took me in and was helping me, sir, doing landscaping with his best friend every morning, Monday through Friday, earning $1,500 every month, sir.
Okay, sir. So you answered my next question. I was going to ask if you were employed. So you were employed, sir. You were gainfully employed.
Yes, sir. I'm still employed as of right now, sir.
Okay, sir. And we take note that you had to drop some UAs, and that one was, I believe, was a negative. You failed to do one, and one turned out to be positive for methamphetamine. What happened? Why did you use some meth?
Yes, sir. I was in a bad situation. I was going through some emotional things with my kids, and I told my dad I was getting high and I needed help, and he's like, "Why don't you just go see Mr. Jesse or P.O. and you guys can talk about it." I did go and talk about it to him. He recommended me go and get some help from the clinic. And from there, I was a wreck. I was asking everybody to pray for me, but I guess I wasn't strong enough for anything in there. But now I feel like I'm devoted and ready, sir, to if you guys allow me, if it's God's will, to give me a second chance, so to prove to you guys that I'm not really a bad individual, sir.
Well, we don't look at you as being a bad individual. We do look at that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision. But when you said your PO asked you to go to the clinic, what was that? Was that the Maricopa Reentry Center that he requested you to go to?
Yes, I did. Is that the one where you go get the treatment?
Yes, sir. That's what I was asking. What did he ask you? I guess it was. I see that you was to go to. You were sent to the Maricopa Reentry Center that day. However, you stated you needed to see your kids and you needed some medical attention. Therefore, you didn't go that day. Why did you need medical attention, sir? I can understand you want to go see your kids, but why did you need medical attention? What was that about, sir?
Oh, because my leg, I don't know if it was MRSA or whatever, but I had bad bumps on my legs, like my ulcer on my legs.
Okay,
and the doctor said I needed to get take some pills or something like that to fix it, to so it won't spread.
Okay. Sir. Well, how are your leg doing now, sir?
It's all right right now. I can walk. It's basically, you see that big one away.
Okay.
Yeah, big one away.
Well, we're glad to hear that, sir. Now, according to the Department of Correction, Mr. Oliveri, you absconded for some 60 days. What happened there? Where were you? What was going on when you absconded for those 60 days, sir?
Well, I was back and forth to my uncle's place over there on the train stop. I was working, doing some housework and everything, and then I had run into some old acquaintances, and they recommended me 9 weeks to go back in the area again. Man, you've been doing good, and how come you're back over here? And I said, well, I'm going to help my uncle. They're like, yes, I understand that. I can see you want to help your uncle and everything, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to turn back and violate it. I guess I don't know what was going through my head, sir, but I just felt like, man, like nobody was really listening to me at the time except for Jesse, and I felt like I was embarrassed to tell Jesse that I was still, I'm saying, I guess you could say, moderately using, because I thought, you know, I would be in violation, which I am in violation, but I realized Jesse was one of my close friends out there that really gave me a lot of chance, like just on top of it. He said it's not easy to get off, but we're gonna help you get off it, so. But I guess I just kinda just was scared. I was scared.
When was the last time you used some methamphetamine, sir? When was the last day that you used, sir?
The last day?
Yes, sir.
The last day was probably the day before I got arrested.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. Distinguished outstanding board members, any questions for Mr. Williams at this time? Hearing none from board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Without repeating yourself, anything else you want to tell the board at this point, sir?
No, I just... If this guy's with you guys are doing your job, so whatever you guys give me, I'll be blessed to take. So I appreciate you guys.
Okay, thank you. We're going to ask that you please stay on the phone as we're going into discussion now. So that you can hear what we're doing. We do everything in the open. It's part of the open meeting law. Now the board is in discussion. Board members, Mr. Williams, I find him to be a very interesting young man. He's just 28 years of age, and one reason he made mistakes along the way, what I'm going to refer to as mistakes, is the fact that he wanted to look after his kids, but when one is on supervision or parole, one has to follow the directives of his or her parole officer, and that's one area that he fell short in, although he had a good reason. The other one that he fell short in was the fact that he absconded for some 60 days. And yes, he was doing good, and he had this friend who was assisting him, trying to get him off of drugs and all that, but unfortunately, his parole officer was not involved. With that being said, I'm not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might agree or disagree. Board members?
I agree with you.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this point, and my motion is to find that Mr. Williams violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have, or he did lapse into criminal ways in as much as he did use the methamphetamine, and he was stunned for 60 days, and we have no idea what he was doing, although he assured us that everything he was doing was positive, but his parole officer was left out of the loop. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the
Second.
Agreed. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, as you probably know better than I do, you will be out on December the 18th of this year, a week or so before the Christmas holiday. So we hope that you will now, until then, while you're incarcerated, come up with a plan, work with your uncle, work with your father, so that when you get out in December, you will never, never return back to DOC, and that you will never use any methamphetamine or any other illegal substance in the future. Thank you, sir, and your hearing is over.
Yes.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I have a question for you guys, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's this, December 7th, what did I do?
December the 18th is the date that we have.
That's
the day you get out. That's the day you go home or wherever you want to go. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You'll be on your own from December the 18th. You still have something pending. So the minute you get out, make sure you work on whatever that you have pending down in Phoenix. I think that it must be a misdemeanor since it's the Phoenix court that he's has that problem with.
So it's not a felony, right, sir?
Yes.
It's misdemeanor?
Yes. Pending felony charge. Next court date, December 7th, he's in his best interest to write the court to advise that he's still incarcerated, then he's not going to be able to that court date.
Okay, so you need to write
you need to write the court, because I don't know how to write the court for the hearing. If anybody can write the court on my behalf, that would be nice.
Well, you need to, I would suggest that you work with your CO3 and that you also contact your father, since you say he's a minister, so that they can give you some advice, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
You too, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Please don't hang up. Just lay the phone down. Don't hang it up. Lay the phone down. Don't hang the phone up. Just